This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 479, and today we're going to be talking about enhancing your self-esteem. Now, in the last episode, we talked about your self-image, which is a reflection of your unconscious blueprint of who you think you are. Now, self-esteem and self-confidence and self-image are all linked together, but your self-esteem is the way you see yourself according to your worth and overall value. So if you don't feel worthy, your self-esteem is going to reflect that, meaning that you will act in a way that you're not worthy. It's very similar to self-image, but the self-esteem is how you look upon yourself. We really don't know our self-image unless we start taking time to reflect upon our reality, our relationships, our environment. So with self-esteem, we want to be able to increase it, right? That's why you're listening to this podcast. We want to develop the mental strength to enhance our self-esteem so that we can be more confident. So self-esteem would lead to more confidence. And when we are more confident, when we have self-confidence, we know we can tackle anything that comes our way. Confidence is one of the four C's within mental strength. So by going to the cause, if you will, or the first domino in this is our self-esteem. And so some of the ways that we can improve our self-esteem is face your fears, right? Our fears are really just something outside our comfort zone. Once we face it, our comfort zone expands and we have these fears. And again, fear is the anticipation of pain. I'm not going to go and see what the acronyms are because that's all well and good. But if we look at it realistically, a fear is an anticipation of pain. So we're anticipating something going to be painful, which is just a story. Right? We've talked about this before, how everything we tell ourselves is a story. It's not that it's a lie, it's a story. So is that story supporting us in the life we want to create, or is that story holding us back, such as fear? This is going to be painful. This is going to hurt. This is going to be hard, right? So with relationships, a lot of people don't get in relationships or get out quickly is because they have fear. There's an anticipation of pain. But even if something is as simple as claustrophobia, well, not simple. That's probably not the best example. But if there's fears that you have, then when you face them, you have slain that dragon. If we look at fear as a dragon and you as the warrior, you need to go and slay that fear, whatever that fear is. This is why there are aspects or experiential events that can help you face that, such as fire walking, glass walking, ropes courses. All of these are to develop you to face your fears. So if you can face your fears and walk across fire, you certainly can face your fear about asking for a raise. So one of the big things here is understand that behind this dragon called fear, there is a pot of gold. And when you can slay that dragon, that pot of gold is yours. And that pot of gold will help you and enhance and enrich your life forever. Because once you face that fear once and, quote, you survived, unquote, you will then be able to face it again and not have it so fearful until at such time as your comfort zone has expanded to encompass that. And that's just now a piece of cake. So number two way of enhancing your self-esteem is to learn from your mistakes. Now, when I say to learn from your mistakes, learn something positive to move you forward, not learn. So learning is not, I will never do that again. That's not a learning. A learning is, oh, I will do this instead. So it's something that you will take action on, it's something that will help you move forward. Often we go, yep, I learned from that. I'll never do that again. I'll never trust that person. I'll never, never, never. Those aren't learnings because they don't help you move forward. So you want to rephrase and look at what did you really learn from the mistake? And mistakes are okay, right? When we were young, we made tons of mistakes and we learned from it. The only way you learn something, the only way is by making a mistake. And you make a mistake over and over again, you learn, then you do it. Tying your shoe, riding a bike, doing math, getting into relationships, making a sales pitch. When it doesn't work, we learn and then we go back and adjust and continue. So it's okay to make mistakes as long as we learn and correct and continue. Number three is assert yourself. Not be aggressive, but you need to be assertive. So ask for what you want. A friend of mine said to me the other day that a closed mouth never gets fed. So you need to ask for what you want. If you don't ask, the answer is always no, but you need to be assertive and ask and talk about your boundaries, define your boundaries. I think it was Seneca potentially said that silence is consent. So being assertive doesn't mean you're silent. And if somebody is asking you to do something or saying something to you or belittling you and you are silent, you are saying, that's okay to treat me like this. Being assertive would be, stop. This is not going to take place now. I will not be talked like that. I will not be treated like that. I will not be asked to do that. Or you can be assertive and going, this is what I want. I need you to, when I come home, I need you to have the house clean. I need you to do this. Or I need a raise. I would like a raise. I have shown my worth in the company. So you need to be assertive. Aggressive has an anger or an angst behind it. Assertive is based in confidence. So when you can be more assertive, you're going to build up your confidence. When you have more confidence, you'll build up your assertiveness. Next thing is so for the task that you do, even if it's something outside your comfort zone, regardless of how little it is, if you've learned from your mistakes, if you become assertive, reward yourself. Say, good job done. And look at, you don't have to have a marching band and fireworks and all sorts of things, but acknowledge what you have done and make a reward from that. Because we will continually improve when we feel good about things. Yes, at some point there's the pain and pleasure. We'll move far enough from the pain to where it stops, but we'll keep moving towards pleasure. So the more you reward yourself, the more you're going to create some motivation to take more action, the more you're going to make mistakes, the more you'll learn from, the more you'll get results, and your self-esteem will increase in that. Another way to increase your self-esteem, ask and know. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask why. It's okay to ask questions, whether it's your boss, a subordinate, whatever it is. And we want to be careful on how we ask these questions, like, why did you do this? That's really not what we want to know, is why the person did it, because they're going to tell us and then we're going to come with some sort of a comeback and go, well, that was wrong. You should have done it this way. So we want to make sure we ask questions like, and even about how, you know, your partner, ask questions, how are you feeling and what can I do for you? When we start to ask questions, then we can understand the environment, the people better. And when we know how we feel and then being able to share it and know something, if we know something for sure, we need to be able to share it, and that will build up our self-esteem, which then builds up our confidence. The next one is don't allow yourself to fail. Now, this basically is, in NLP, we talk about that there is no failure, just feedback. So if you label an event that didn't turn out the way you wanted as a failure, that is not going to help you move forward. But if you look at an event, here's the event, here's the result, what can I learn from it? And you go back, right, learn from your mistakes, and failure is just a mistake. So you, but it may be more significant mistake, but it's still a mistake. But don't allow yourself to believe in failure. Just know that whatever you're doing the best you can at this particular point, and you're receiving feedback from that. And now it's time to just correct and continue. So there is no failure, just feedback, and you determine where do you want to go from here. Next one, last one, and how to help improve your self-esteem, get help. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean therapy, although it can mean therapy. It can mean coaching, such as me. It can mean a friend. If you're involved in a tough situation, get help. If you need to move your house, get help. You're going to get help. You're either going to hire a mover or you're going to get your friends in there, but you're going to get help. You're not going to do it all yourself. Think of the big things that you ask for help on. Well, you can ask for help on the small things too. And maybe you don't take the assistance, but you phrase it like, hey, listen, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I think I know what to do. I just need your input. And if I don't take your advice, please know that I'm just using that to balance what I thought I should do. Because we want to make sure that when we ask for help, that the other person doesn't feel slighted by spending 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour with us, and then we don't listen to what they say and do what they say. We don't have to do what everybody, when we ask for help, we don't have to do what they say, but we need to frame the question in such a way that they know that we're just looking for input. We may not take the advice, but we value their input to balance it against what we're thinking. And so this is why a coach is so important, is when you get help from a coach, such as myself, and you can get help from me by going to the website warriormindcoach.com and go to the bottom and request your introductory consultation. But the reason about getting help from a professional or a friend is that they see your life differently than you do. And they see it in a different nuance. And they're able to provide feedback. They may not be correct, but they will be able to see things in a different light, which will help you then get clarity on what you want to do. So those are seven really powerful ways on helping improve your self-esteem. Again, facing your fears, learning from your mistakes, being assertive, reward yourself, asking questions, eliminating the word failure from your vocabulary, and getting help. And these are all hosted on where the podcast, these show notes, warriormindcoach.com. And then use the pull down menu, go to the blog and take one of these. I give kind of weekly assignments. And if you did all of them, you'd be really in a good shape right now. But I would say is take one of these, maybe face your fears. What is one fear that you've been facing? Maybe asking for a raise, asking somebody out, maybe doing something physical, maybe going to a new center for your spiritual practice, whatever it is. Take one of these seven and work on it for a week and see, and then go to the next one and the next one. So you would have 7 weeks to work on these. And I believe that when you do and you work through all of them, you will see your self-esteem changing, which will change your self-confidence, which then you'll be able to look at your self-image and start to clear that up also. So all these three are connected. Working on one will help the other. And just take one of these and work through it and watch how your life will change. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.